And this is Barnaby Spurrier, a resident and part of Barbican Quarter Action. Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, Vanessa. I hope you can hear me now.
Yes, I can. Tell me what the... Oh, for God's sake, this is really very difficult. Tell me what the plans are supposed to be. What do they want to do?
What they want to do is knock down Bassin House and demolish also the Museum of London and build 780,000 square feet of new office space. So just to give you an idea, the actual office space they're creating will be the same size as the NatWest Tower. So this is on a roundabout that is at the heart of London. It marks the entry point into the City of London. It connects Tate Modern, the Millennium Bridge, St Paul's, the Barbican, and then onto Smithfield, which is where the Museum of London is going to be relocated. We're absolutely in favour of the Museum of London moving. The new plans are really exciting. The question that your listener raised about Bassin House is an interesting one. The question of whether it should be demolished or not, I think, is open to discussion. But what is true is that demolishing the Museum of London and Bassin House produces more carbon than knocking down Marks & Spencer's head office store in Oxford Street, which I know Michael Gove has now called in. So there's more carbon wasted destroying this site than the Marks & Spencer's flagship store being destroyed. So all we're saying is, have another think. Look at the site that's here. What do people need? What do people want? How do we build something that 21st century Londoners want and need? And I don't believe that what 21st century Londoners want is 780,000 square feet of corporate head offices slap bang in the middle of London.
Well, what do you think they want?
I think they want public amenity. I think they want green space. I think they want the potential for housing. I think they want something that serves the community. I think they want something that the city, in its own words, have talked about creating London as a destination city. That's their phrase, not mine. They want it to be active 52 weeks a year, 7 days a week. Slapping an office block in the middle of this city doesn't help with that plan at all. If they want a destination city, they have to build something that people want to come to, not that workers come to just between the hours of 9 and 5 on a Monday to Friday.
And how likely are you to be able to derail this plan then?
I think it's not a question of derailing the whole thing. I think we just want to sit down with the city and really have a sort of ground-up thinking about what's required. So we want to work with them. We absolutely don't want to say no development, don't change anything. The site needs to be updated. There is no question about that. So we're not anti-development at all. We just want something that's appropriate for the people who live here, for the people who work here, and for the tourists who come to this, what is an amazing part of London. I mean, right here is where Shakespeare lived. It's the London Wall. It's the beginning of the Great North Road that goes all the way up to the Hadrian's Wall. It was the site very near here of the oldest Jewish cemetery in London. It's where Methodism was formed. There's so much going on here, and to simply make it a corporate headquarters for huge offices just seems to me to be completely inappropriate. I'm not an architect, I don't have alternative designs, but we believe that if we were consulted properly, we could come up with parameters which the city and their designers could work to.
And how much support do you have for what you're trying to do, or trying not to do?
The honest truth is we only launched this campaign a week ago. We're a week old. There was an initial poll, I think you mentioned before, and 88% of Barbican residents said they were against the scheme. This action group that I'm working for reaches much wider than the Barbican. We want to represent all the people of Farringdon, the Golden Lane Estate, London House, Monkwell Square, and Little Britain. So it's a much wider thing than just the Barbican. I believe we'll get a great deal of support. The London Wall West project team have been having open consultations over the last 2 weeks or so, and we've been attending them. And I would say the general feeling, my instinct is that 80% of the people walking through the door have been disappointed in what they've been shown. But that's only an instinct I have at this point. We're having a public meeting in the middle of next week, and I think we'll get a much greater sense then of how much support we've got. And obviously we'll be starting a campaign and a petition to try and get the City of London to just have another look at these plans.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. But that's Barnaby Spurrier. He's one of the residents of Barbican.